Okay. All right. Now we're
cooking with gas.
Oh, yeah. I got a liter of Contro on the table, and it's time to open the bag.
What is that?
It's an orange liqueur you put in margaritas.
Yeah.
And you're just drinking it by itself?
No, I was joking around for the attention. I'm not actually opening it right now. I'm
Alec,
sorry, guys.
You pulled a fast one on me.
I'm not even really married. I just thought it would be funny. There was no Naruto wedding.
Alec, let that poor woman out of your home. You've been keeping her prisoner for years.
She's been using a disappearing no jutsu from my life. For there was a second where I was like, oh, did I hit record yet? But I did. I did hit record.
You did.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back behind the paywall for another episode of Ballin' Out Mailbag Times.
Ready?
Mail! So, this is, we're going to
be... You know that one segment in Blue's Clues where Steve opens the mail? This is like that for an hour.
Yeah.
I think we should clarify that unlike other mailbag episodes of our past, this one will be a special journey because, you know, as everyone knows, our lives have radically changed in the last 3 weeks. And so I think I suggest that as we read these, we give a date. Jeremy, is that possible to kind of help place in where in human turmoil?
Yeah.
Right. To plot our arc across time.
Because, you know... It wasn't that long ago that we were all feeling very positive about our boy, Bernard Sanders, and living our lives, going outside.
Back in January, you could go to the bar.
I remember a time when people would just go to and fro as they pleased.
This is back when you could go to a bowling alley and put your wing fingers in any hole you could find.
People would have sex in person with the body parts.
If you could find an agreeing gentleman at the airport, you could just plug each other up until the towels come home.
It was called casual sex, and everybody was doing it.
I'm not reading any of these takes, but I have to imagine that there's like a whole industry of Atlantic articles that are like, quarantine has ruined my casual sex.
I'm sure. I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the deal.
I used to drift from truck stop to truck stop.
So that's going to be part of the deal. The other part of this is all you out there in listener land and my co-hosts as well, when you hear the dates on some of these, no judgment. Sometimes it's hard to get to emails. We get a lot of them now that we're a moderately successful anime podcast. So some of these are going to sound atrociously outdated.
Right. If people are using words that are now slurs, that's you have to consider when the email was written.
People talking about like phosphates. And, like,
right. A lot of R words going around. But it was the 90s when we got that email. And that's what doctors were calling it.
All right.
I wanted to contribute because we did get a theme song. My lesson for the week for Japanese Alex.
Kokoro, so to stay. Alex speaks Japanese today.
Go, Alex.
Oh, yeah. This is, by the way, from Dan Fogarty sent us another fantastic jingle for the Japanese Alex segment.
Thank you, Dan. This week we're keeping it simple. I've accrued this lesson actually not from my classes, but from watching more Japanese media, and that is the culture of active listening. So when somebody is telling you something and you don't have anything to add, but you want them to feel reassured, you just go, And so that's what I'll be doing while we get these emails. And that's going to leave you feeling a bit multicultural.
I feel really... vindicated by that because I've noticed that from watching Terrace House and stuff, and I had a really controlling ex-boyfriend, shocker, in my early 20s who would get furious if I made a noise like that to acknowledge that I was hearing what he was saying. He'd be like, why the fuck do you keep doing that? I'm like, to let you know I'm listening.
You were just
drone rant about how I'm not, you know, paying enough right. attention to you. So,
Katie, you're a dumb bitch.
Yeah, basically.
It's like my greatest fear too is like, because I feel like I'm constantly making that noise when people are talking, and then I'll like start second guessing myself and being like, they notice that I'm doing that. And
when I went on a road trip with David Citrick last year, he does the same thing but Midwesternly. So you'll be talking, you'll be like, where should we go? And he'll be like, sure. Sure.
He does do that. You're right.
And by the end of the week, I was just like, sure, David. That's what you sound like. Sure.
Sure.
And I'm sorry. That's your culture, and I respect it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, David's got equipment. We should have him back on the show.
We should have David back on the show.
I bet he would love to come on.
Oh, he's dying, dude. He's probably furious Zane's been on. I'll tell you that. He listens to these episodes. He's hearing this conversation right now.
Is Zane and David arch enemies? Or are they like
well,
rivals?
David's been
they're
on
rivals.
More episodes.
I'd say rivalry would be.
Is it like anime where they're like rivals where they make each other work harder?
Yes.
It's like the Vegeta Goku dynamic.
Yeah. Well, who's the Ash
even
and
less
who's the Gary?
Even less. Ash and Gary, I think.
Okay.
Vegeta and Goku have a murderous history in the background that's
okay.
You know, I don't think Zane has a murderous history with many people.
Yeah.
Except they're both Ash in this scenario. I don't know. I think
right,
they're both
Ash and
rock.
Other. You know when you know when Ash goes to the Elite Four? Or the world tournament and meets the alternate Ash who wins.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Kind of like
yeah,
what's
did.
Going on
okay.
here.
Anyway. Right.
Yeah,
mail
let's get to these emails because we're going to have to get through a bunch. This one is, okay, so date of this one is September 27th, 2019.
Arf, arf.
Day of our Lord.
Day of our Lord. From Joseph Qualls, title of email, Italian Finger Kisses. This might be the longest one we're going to read, but it is worth reading. My dearest ballers, your podcast is the second podcast I have ever listened to.
I'm sorry.
Good.
The first
how
being,
it's intended to be viewed.
The first being Wizard and the Bruiser, where I followed the dulcet ring of Katie's sing-song voice and was immediately wrapped in the long, wet blanket that is Ballin' Out Super.
Mm-hmm.
My voice has been called many things.
Yeah, dulcet is definitely one of
oh,
them.
Oh, the dulcet tones.
It's
a canceling Gretel.
Dulcet
tones!
Anyway.
I'm getting sleepy.
Fuck you, Alex.
I listened to
when
the entire
over,
series.
I will fight you.
No, you can't. You'll have to get within 6 feet.
I listened to the entire series from the start, finishing yesterday, September 26th, 2019, I suppose, before deciding to support you on Patreon. I haven't had a chance to listen
really
to the concept.
Really think it over.
I haven't had a chance to listen to the concept behind the paywall yet, but I love the pod and hope you find another show to lovingly berate so I can continue listening to you banter. I want to take a moment to be serious and let you all know how much I appreciate you individually. I think you have a special chemistry because you are each uniquely talented, and the style every one of you brings to the table compliments and pairs your co-hosts excellently.
Oh, this could get all kinds of spicy. Let's go.
We're like fine wines in Jesus.
Yeah,
exactly. Tell me what wine I am, Daddy.
That's right. I understand it isn't always easy to commit to the process every week and cater to fans that can alternate between smothering appreciation and rabid pedanticism.
It ain't easy.
You consistently manage to reach into your souls and pull out the energy to make people smile and, at least in my case, laugh out loud.
How do we do it?
Katie, uh-huh. I think every person should have a friend like you. Someone
That's
who can
right.
show love and support while also guiding us away from pitfalls and reminding us about the feelings of others. Your willingness to talk about your own struggles in a frank way without losing your ability to laugh at yourself shows an admirable strength of character that has helped me through a difficult time and caused me to look inward and evaluate my own life.
Wow, that's like
Katie.
Actually a very nice thing to say and not weird at all. Like, I'm genuinely surprised. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is
well,
a very
I thought
nice
you were
going to
get a good one. I thought you were going to get a good one. Let's keep reading.
Jeremy, the train conductor, you're interviewing. Your interviewing is orderly but flexible and skillfully executed. You have a unifying effect on the podcast, and I would guess you have that same effect on the people in your life. Congratulations to you and Alex on the marriage. May you be content and always remember the advice.
Oh, yeah, when you married Alex, that was such a beautiful ceremony.
Finally, trains meet space.
Oh, and this is marriage advice. Always remember the advice that when you and your spouse are fighting, it's not you versus your spouse. It's the two of you versus the problem. Thank you. That is very helpful advice.
That's insightful.
Alex, when I hear you tell jokes, I often think, he is very brave.
Is that what that's called?
Okay. Put it in my grave.
Good to know.
I am so brave.
You're so brave.
I do feel brave, and I'm glad it's being noticed.
Okay. You sow humor like a farmer sows a hayfield indiscriminately. Your jokes are sometimes inane and sometimes deeply cerebral, and the scattershot nature of them sometimes leaves me looking for deeper meaning in things you say for way too long. I love it. Sometimes when I've heard you on the podcast, you've sounded a little down. Although in retrospect, it's possible you were just hungover. So I wanted you to know I appreciate your humor and your dedication to making the joke work even when there isn't an obvious one to make.
This has a real, like, this is a real feel of like when your teacher has to give you a personalized report at the end of the semester. Alex is so original. Yeah. He's disrupted so many of my classes.
Katie has emotional intelligence.
Yeah. I remember one of mine said, Jeremy spends more time looking out the window than looking at his test.
It shouldn't have been next to the train station.
Yeah. I hope all that wasn't too long. A few closing remarks. Episode 103 was the first and only time Katie pronounced Kamehameha correctly.
Ooh, slip up.
I don't think Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu was great, but I did like the battles. Number three, you called Knuckles a hedgehog when he is, in fact, an echidna.
He's an echidna. Yeah.
I don't know when we did that.
These are the only things we've gotten wrong.
The bicycle with a big front wheel is called a penny farthing. Okay. Yep. I haven't watched Dragon Ball Super, but when you talk about an episode and it sounds good, I watched that episode. I have watched two episodes.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
And finally, the Haruka is an express train service in Japan. I thought Jeremy might appreciate this fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's in reference to, but I bet he does.
Long wet Haruka.
I bet he does appreciate it. Oh, long wet Haruka. Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
You already forgot your only son.
I forget because I objectify him sometimes. Because of how he looks on that pillow.
Well, fantastic email.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was genuinely very sweet. And thank you so much for listening to this show.
Yeah, I'm sorry we didn't read it in a timely manner.
Yeah,
email makes me miss 2019.
Yeah, what a positive, wonderful time.
Yeah. Right.
This guy is now unsubscribed from the podcast. After,
for sure.
After listening to our Behind the Paywall content.
Oh my God, probably.
Okay, this one is from September 29th.
Oy vey. All right.
From Joe Carey.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, ballers. Been binging your hilarious show for a few months now, and it's been a wild ride. For some time, I've been happy to just listen to the recaps and enjoy the jokes because it didn't sound like Dragon Ball Super was a very good show. However, after watching Dragon Ball Z Kai, I decided to give Super a chance, and I gotta say, it's not bad. It definitely is. Joe, I'm sorry to tell you.
If only there was some sort of text we could check on this to see how we felt about it.
Anyway, I just finished watching the Future Trunks stuff last night, then fell asleep watching a Frontline documentary about Prince Mohammed bin Salman and had some weird dreams where Trunks was a Houthi rebel cutting up Saudi helicopters with his sword and MBS was green or something. That's all I
Talk
have right now.
Talk about a wine pairing. It's two great tastes that go great together. Mohammed bin Salman and Trunks.
Goes down smooth.
Yeah.
Ooh, tastes angsty.
Yeah.
Ooh, tastes like a new Saudi Arabia
That's a sweaty night's sleep.
Beautiful. Okay, next email from T. Caddington.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
It's me, one of the many horny idiot ghosts that escaped from the home for infinite losers and took up residence on the Discord. Right off the bat, let me just say thanks for inspiring so many fun varieties of dweeb, feeb, weeb, and the occasional confused Chad to come together as a community that I can shitpost in.
You're welcome.
You're very
Alex,
welcome.
You
I'm not on there.
Alex has a Discord account. He told me. Everybody
I'm only using
torment
it
him.
To game. It's made to game in. I'm going on Smite. I'm almost high enough to do ranked play on Smite.
This is from, I guess this was the end of Super, I have to imagine. Here at the end of this nigh interminable Super series, seriously, remember when there was an evil Goku that was very well spoken and articulate? I am left with questions. We've heard the stories of Katie and Jeremy's childhood spent dodging cars driven by Billy Joel, but how did y'all meet Alex? Did you find his crashed spaceship after he bonked his head and overrode his programming to destroy all bits and instead decided to embrace and protect the bits? Thanks That's again, right. and shouts out to the Anime Book Club.
Really noticing a trend in, in the way the things I protect bravely.
We answered this question on a
we
different
it, but we did answer it after he wrote this email, so it is fair game.
And also, I mean, I wouldn't remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that interesting. I was doing stand-up, and he was there.
Yeah, Alex was on
nice
my Mayday show.
I was there not getting rid of the bits that my programming told me to destroy.
Yeah. Although, now that reminds me that we met because Jenny Sutton knew you first, and we've never had Jenny Sutton on our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or Flanagan,
for
that
matter.
She got,
like, successful. Yeah, the Flan Man would have been a huge get.
Flanagan would be great to have on the show.
Dude, we gotta get him IRL, though. You can't just, like,
I know,
call
we can't
in
call him
guy.
In, no. We gotta wait
There's
for
no
him.
There's no way that guy
over.
Knows how to use a fucking computer. Are you
He's gonna, like, drive his car into your room.
They're getting married now, right?
Yeah.
They should. They're a perfect couple.
Yeah. They were my favorite baby open micers when I had Baby Mike.
Yeah. They're the best comedy couple by far.
Yeah, by far.
I'm trying to think of the worst premise I've had that I actually did at an open mic.
Mm.
You might not want to even say it out loud.
Yeah, you probably don't, but go for it.
Okay. There have been so many. It's really hard to pick one.
Because
I remember I did one.
Mine,
okay,
and I don't want to say it out loud.
Go for it.
Okay,
on.
Never mind.
We're behind the paywall. What could you
no,
what could go
I,
wrong?
I'm literally not going to do it.
Okay, I remember. This probably isn't the worst one, but when I started, like the first week I started, I saw a dentist shop in my neighborhood called Yo Braces. And so the whole bit was just a long advertisement for Yo Braces, but I think everybody thought I was being pretty racist by the end.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because there was no context for anything. It was just me being like, I'm going to get in your mouth or whatever.
It's got to be almost every open micer's like worst premise that they've attempted is like something that was perceived as racist.
If you just keep talking, you will accidentally be racist. There wasn't any really thought behind it. It yeah. wasn't like a fully formed idea.
Listen, we all are all wacky type white people. It just, it happens when you're young.
Yeah.
And you just
well, I was gonna say,
to
especially
do better.
When you're mining,
and it happens more when you're older for most people.
in stand-up, especially because you're always mining your childhood for like the dumb things you thought back then.
Yeah,
because that's always like a pretty evergreen thing to just like pull content from. And like when you were a kid, you had like way undeveloped ideas about almost everything.
Yes.
Anyway.
But anyway, yeah. We met Alex doing comedy.
Yeah,
we love
comedy.
Him very much.
It's not a very exciting story.
I value his friendship deeply and think I know he's a whole human being with thoughts and emotions.
You have to appreciate me now before I'm gone.
Yeah. I bought you flowers while you're living. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. This one's from Brendan Carlson from October 6th.
Oh my God.
I know.
Ooh, almost Halloween.
We got a lot to go through. Hey, Katie, Jeremy, and Alex. Congrats on getting through the whole Dragon Ball Super series.
Just a quick pause. In the future, when you are yelling at me that we don't have time for an email, we do have time for
all. We do have time every show. Every show we have time for an email.
Okay.
I know it wasn't easy because, oh boy, do some of those episodes really suck. I found out about the podcast from Pod Minutes and have been behind the paywall for 13 months. Squee, squee.
Squee!
Hopefully you're still here.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope you're not too sad that Pod Minutes is gone, but we're not.
We're. Bye.
I mostly caught up on past episodes in my office during slow days at my job as a youth transition coordinator, doing a pre-employment program for high school students with disabilities.
Wow, that's really cool.
That is very cool. I really enjoy the conversations and chemistry between the three of you and will support you no matter what show you do, as I know it'll be great. Surprise, we waste 4 months doing bullshit.
Well, I liked it. I got to watch a lot of shows.
It was fun. Also, if you're still deciding on a show, you should... No, we're not. I'm going to skip this part.
What show was it? What show was it?
Kyoryu Sentai Zyuranger.
Yeah, we're going to watch it.
We're definitely watching a thing we cannot pronounce.
We're watching Kyoryu Sentai Ranger.
Yep.
Was that just like a
yes, also
show?
Wanted to say fuck you to Alex for a previous comment.
How many of these have ended this way? For my bravery.
For a previous comment comparing having sex with a Pokemon to someone with disabilities, I'm sure you didn't mean anything malicious by it. But
oh, wait,
for future reference, it's really fucked up to make jokes like that. I don't know what that's in reference to.
It's when I was asking if we could fuck a Machamp.
It wasn't Machamp, it was Machoke, who was just a human man who could only say his name. Because I have to think about this because I was feeling bad, but I don't think, except for the fact his hand is different, I wasn't specific about what disability it would be. It would be a disability to only be able to say your name. I stand by this 100%. Burn me down, good-natured man who's done more for the world than I have.
People with disabilities are able to have sexual relations, but we established that the Machoke would not be able to give consent.
Yeah,
that
he would
was
not.
The problem.
He would only be able to flex confidently
with his weird
and then
ass,
smash
like,
a boulder
with those weird slits in his muscles.
Okay, we're not doing it again.
All right. This one's from Sam Mudge. Hey,
hello.
Ballers. Sam from Boston here. Squee, squee.
Get the fuck out.
Just finished watching the super finale, and I wanted to say thanks for all the laughs and the good times. This has been my favorite podcast for years now, and I'm really glad y'all are going to keep it going. Your podcast and all your wonderful guests have helped me unwind from a lot of shitty days, so I really cannot say thank you enough. This feels weird. So many of these are centered around the finale.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, we should have read these.
I know, we should have read them.
Shutting me down every week.
Yeah, I mean, really, we should have just read them at the finale show. But
yeah, we had so much free time.
Yeah.
It was all wasted on not knowing how the tech works. Is there any more?
Yeah, anyway, down to the brass tacks of why I'm writing this email drunk tonight, because I realize I missed a very important anniversary. That's right, ballers, it's been a year and change since the tumor in John McCain's brain pulled a Vegeta and took itself out to save the Earth from a great, great evil.
Bow.
Now, I know this is an out-of-date email, but I just want to remind you guys, on April 27th, 2020, John McCain is, in fact, still fucking dead.
Woo!
Hell yes, dude. More emails like this.
Yeah.
Just remind us of good things.
Even in these 100%
favorite
correct.
Holidays. So.
Even in these dark times, we should enjoy the little things. I like to imagine old Johnny in an afterlife similar to Frieza's, stuck in a cocoon, hanging from a mighty tree on a hill. Every morning, the gentle sunlight peeps through the tree, through the leaves, and nudges him awake. He thinks, no, not again. Please, let me be spared from this torture. But his punishment will never end. Before him, he sees the lovely Tan Son Nhat International Airport in Ho Chi Minh City. It's too much for him to witness. Planes. Dozens, no, hundreds of them landing and taking off with no problems at all. So smooth, so gentle, so well coordinated. John can't understand how or why they do it. Don't they know you're supposed to crash your plane? Didn't they learn anything?
Oy vey.
Perfect email.
It keeps going. He sees all the happy families gathered together, ready to go on fun trips or return to their beloved home. He's crying because he knows none of them remember him. Desperately, in futility, he tries to scream out his favorite slur, the John McCain problem word. You all know the one. It's really bad, but nothing
comes
out. Doctors
never used to say it.
Not a single sound. The sun is setting on the beautiful Marxist country and its wonderful, efficient airport. John finally passes out, full well knowing he will awaken tomorrow and bear witness again. Vietnam lives, Marxism lives, and John McCain is dead.
Woo!
Woo!
Wow, Sam, thank you so much for that.
Ding dong. What a
fantastic
journey.
Email. More.
Yeah, more emails like that. That's a great one.
I like the ones that don't end with a personal fuck you to me.
Oh yeah, this one actually says PS Alex, fuck you, you suck.
Machokes are not like people at all. They're in no way similar to people.
All right, this is from Alex. Hey, you weebs. It's that guy, Alex. Last name search clear removed for privacy. Whoops.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
well,
beep that or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
I guess we'll boop it and then I'll do French impressions for no reason.
Yeah. that wrote you about the IWW and before that about the crushing ennui of having a job. I have a new job that isn't terrible now. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Or, I don't know, because I'm a leftist, I'm still being crushed under the boot heel of capitalism, but at least I am allowed to take bathroom breaks now. Huge improvement, must say.
Jesus Christ.
I guess a lot of things have happened in the time I've been listening to your show. The nation continued its weird slide into fascism. My wife and I had a baby. I don't know how to cash in on the setup from the previous line. It's been a weird
two
time.
Two weird things. I had a baby, and we've slid into fascism.
But I don't know, my parasocial podcast friends. You've carried me through some really hard times. I remember listening to your show to help me get through everything from office tedium to late-night diaper changes on headphones so I wouldn't keep the baby from going back to sleep.
Oh. That is, oh, by the way, we learned from another email previously that you cannot let your baby listen to our show because he will start using
swear
alternative
words.
Curses.
I just finished watching your finale episode, and I, too, have a bunch of feelings. Thank you for making your show, for being at times earnest, silly, and sarcastic. Thank you for doing dumb bits, and thank you for rambling about New York stuff. That is surprisingly interesting, despite that I don't live anywhere near it.
That is what we do.
Thank you for having a funny story about a set of one of your balls, and then being a really good sport about it being referenced constantly.
For years.
For years.
Think of how long ago that was. That was so long ago.
Thank you for talking about a show I'm just interested in enough to be amused by a recap of, but not enough interested in to ever actually watch.
Yes!
I'm looking forward to the new
correct.
Show.
Our favorite person.
Do not watch Dragon Ball.
Don't watch it. Oh, this is way too long.
Well, you gotta read it.
How much more? Just give it a good. Just go fast.
Oh my god! All right,
Jeremy.
I know it's a long email, guys. All right, dear Alex, Katie, and Jeremy. This is from Peter Bushman.
Oh, you're starting a new one?
Yeah, that's okay. What I mean. This is a new one.
If it's really that long, we can skip it if you think it's bad.
I'm just going to summarize this one because it's mad long. Basically what it's saying is that this person likes the College Hours episodes, and this is, I guess, right after Katie's Lindsay Lohan episode, saying that they love this one too. And these episodes beg the question, when is Alex going to get his own solo series in the feed? Great news for you, Peter Bushman. Pedophile High School will be out yesterday.
And will the Artifact podcast come back now that they're rebooting Artifact? Only time will tell.
Almost certainly no.
After the rave reviews we've received from everybody telling me it's the worst thing they've ever heard, and then two people being like, I do want an Artifact podcast. we're going to have to put it as a maybe, but Pedophile High School coming out soon. Then yeah. If people like that, I'll maybe do more of those or more radio shows or something. Who knows what I'll do?
Who knows? All right.
All the places I'll go.
This shorter email is from Dominic Pody. Title of email, Dragon Mail Supplement.
Ooh.
What's up, ballers? As someone who has limited exposure to anime, I don't really know how meta they can get. Do you know of any anime that acknowledges the existence of anime? Like a show where the in-universe world is pretty realistic, but there are in-universe TV shows with beams and superhuman characters with tail dicks and stuff. I ask because the fate of my spec script, Bill Dweeb the Science Weeb, hangs in the balance.
Yes, there's like literally hundreds of them.
Yeah,
it's
not at all uncommon. In fact,
so obsessed with referencing the fact that there are other animes that it almost doesn't make sense outside of it.
Yeah,
and it's confusing to watch.
There's literally even a Dragon Ball that it acknowledges the existence of Dragon Ball as a manga.
Yeah, and in Slice of Life, there's lots of Slice of Life animes that are like about specifically like about people into anime or into comics. It's like very common.
There's so much meta commentary, it's insufferable. Does that help?
Yeah.
Every time I find out there's going to be some, I'm always like, God damn it. Including, if you enjoy this, the entire new Final Fantasy VII game is based... They changed the story based on the fact that there is already a Final Fantasy VII game and then Cloud realizing it in the game. So that exists.
Damn, that sucks.
Doesn't that suck?
That's very annoying. All right. This email is from Cullen Parker. And boy, howdy, are we at the end of December now.
Okay.
Choo-choo.
From Cullen Parker.
End it all.
Title of email, Why Tales Don't Exist.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Ballin' Out Gang. I listen to your podcast while I deliver mail in Seattle 6 days a week, 12-hour shifts. I think
that
I only stay
rules.
Because of how charming Katie is.
Oh.
Thank you. Thanks, Cullen.
Hold on. Let's stop and applaud for Cullen as an essential worker in the quarantine. All right. On 3, 2.
I'm holding the mic with my other hand. How am I supposed to do that?
I put it in my lap to do that.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. Okay.
All right, you got it from Katie, too, your favorite. Okay. But anyways, how do you feel about
it? I'm the star of the show.
You are.
Favorite or only good one? That's my question.
How do you feel about the fact that most stuff doesn't make sense because Akira Toriyama has a horrible memory? Before doing Super, he had to go back and reread all the manga because he didn't remember anything about his characters, which is the main reason why they don't have tails anymore, because that old bastard forgot about them. How unsatisfying. As I'm quickly burning through it, I wonder what it'll be like once you finish the series. I'm dreading it like Y2K. Love, Cullen. P.S. Katie, call me.
No.
Katie, you have to call Cullen. He's an essential worker. You have to. He's keeping up the entire economy. He's dead.
I hate America.
Well, so this is from the future past. So, Cullen, I regret to inform you that when the series is finished... we spent a few months just idling.
We idle and then we get back on track.
We get back on track.
Yes.
We get back on track. And I thought that we could get bigger guests, and then I was wrong.
And then you were
so
wrong,
isn't that cool?
And even when we did get bigger guests, it didn't really do anything.
No one listened or cared. Or
also,
liked it.
No one cared. Right. I'll call you if you send me $4,000.
$4,000. Oh, that's wow. the price tag.
Yep. Katie, put a price on it. I mean, you could make $4,000 if one person does it. That's pretty good.
Listen, yeah, I know that saying. You guys have a great union in the Postal Service. Like, you could absolutely make this happen.
Yeah.
Could you? Is there a part of OnlyFans that's just podcasts?
No. And no nudes, it's just a phone call.
It's $40,000 and you just get like, I like beanie babies. They're different than other stuffed animals.
Because they have beans in them.
It's a different feel, and you really notice.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't have any opinion on Akira Toriyama forgetting stuff, quite honestly.
I mean, of course he does. There's so much fucking manga that he draws. Like, you know, he's an old-ass man. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Dude, super. It's the most relatable thing about him that he does not remember any of the stuff he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we don't remember any of the stuff we do.
Dude, literally last week we were talking about the truth ads, and halfway through it, Katie was like, why are we talking about this? And I was like, why would you ask me that? It was 5 minutes ago.
But also, like,
the Saiyans have tails, Katie.
Yeah. It's a really common thing with, like, people who love a nerd thing to know every detail, and the creators were like, I didn't think anyone would take it this seriously. You know what I mean? Like, I you know.
Yeah.
Damn, I black out when I draw these, man. I don't know. It's just a no filter chamber for me, Akira Toriyama.
He draws Saiyans in a fugue state.
Yeah. I respect it.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from David Duarte, longtime writer of the show.
Hell yeah.
Eduardo.
Welcome back.
Title of email, Katie Rose, one half.
Mm.
Hey, ballers. Since the end of Dragon Ball Super, I've been thinking you should pivot completely to Ranma one half.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's a horny anime that ended 23 years ago. Can't think of anything more on brand. At least redo the first episode, this time with Katie on the show, and not that toxic alpha masculinity of Jake Flores and Andrew Durso. Just my two cents.
The alpha masculinity of Andrew Durso.
Oh my god.
How tall do you think Andrew Durso is?
Oh,
just
god.
Write us back.
Yeah,
I
write us
know.
Back. Tell us how tall you guess Andrew Durso is.
Oh, Andrew. That'll make him so happy.
Yeah, Andrew, we had to redo the show because you were too alpha. People couldn't listen to it, Andrew. They just kept imagining you stealing their girl, Andrew. We had to redo the episode.
P.S. What is this Long Island you talk about so much? How long is it? If Billy Joel lives there, is it wide enough for another person to stand next to him?
Nope.
Ooh. The answer is, metaphorically, no.
No. It's very long, though. It's notably long. They named it long.
Yeah.
It's just not Wide Island.
It's not a Wide Island, no.
Because it's not a fucking chode.
Yeah.
Because not a fucking chode.
Yeah, it's a real ass fucking good proportioned island.
It's like it's an hourglass shape.
Yeah.
It's a 10 out of 10.
It's shaped like a
island.
Motherfucking fish, my dude. But in a cool way.
Oh, man. I just want to say, for the record, if we switch off of G Gundam, I would totally do Ranma half next.
Yeah,
that could absolutely be what we do next.
Yeah, that would be
very
fun.
That is a really fun one. I don't know.
If only we read these emails.
Maybe.
That could have happened, maybe. I don't know. All right, this is from... Oh, we're to the end of January now. From
Ooh,
Anthony Lindbergh.
Getting chilly.
No subject. Dear Ball...
And it's just a Trojan horse virus.
Dear Ballin' Out Babies... Squee,
wah.
Squee.
Wah.
I love you all dearly in an admittedly parasocial but still meaningful way. You made me watch Dragon Ball Super, but then I quickly realized it was trash, so I started watching Dragon Ball Z instead.
Good call.
That's what's up.
I know y'all, mostly Katie, enjoy wrestling, so my question is, have you ever watched Ultimate Muscle?
Oh, the anime? Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
I've seen Ultimate Muscle. It's good. I watched it when I was a little baby. Oh, look at the big circular boys do their slams.
Yeah,
look at
they
them do.
Do
their slams.
They have like big round heads in that, right?
Yeah, their heads are fucking weird in that show.
Yeah.
They got thick circular lips.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't
I never
watched
saw
it in a
It's a show of white Mr. Popos.
Kind of.
And they're all slamming each other. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I remember watching some of that when I was also a little baby. Wah.
Yeah.
And then it was fine.
Yeah, but then they had to change your diaper, I bet.
Yeah,
because I did a boom boom in my downtown.
Because you boomed in it. You boomed it wide open.
All right. Also from the end of January, from Spencer Wolf.
Hello.
Boy, this has been a trip, is the title of the email. Sup, nerds. My name is Spencer Wolf.
Yeah, you got me.
Yes, that's a real name.
Wait, did he just text to type his like speech to text his stand up bit? Is that what we're getting?
Yeah, that's a real name.
Wolf, that's a real name. I bet you're thinking, am I with a pack? No, not really. I'm all by myself.
Unless you mean this pack pulls out cigarettes.
I bet you're thinking, I'm sorry, did Balto have sex with a hipster? That's kind of what I am.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Wow, the computer animated dog from that Harrison Ford movie had sex with the computer animated dog from Snow Dogs 2.
Yep, that's what we're thinking. That's what I'm thinking. The wild. Yeah.
That is what I'm thinking.
So about a month ago, I got completely current on your podcast because I have a problem and don't deal well with silence while I'm doing activities.
I'm noticing a trend in these.
in the proud Dragon Mail tradition of talking about jobs, I'll break the mold a little bit and say I'm joyfully not being crushed in this country's late stage capitalist hellscape. Sure hope that's still the case.
Yes.
Yeah, I work for a French-owned company that has a branch in the United States, and as a result, get some sweet socialist job benefits. Health insurance entirely covered, far more vacation time than my peers, genuinely competitive wages. 3 floating days a year for political activism? What?
What?
That rules. What?
Yeah, the beautiful really story cool. of Mr. Wolf only begins.
In any case, your podcast has definitely helped me get through my days cutting up metal, covering it in acid, and characterizing it under a microscope. I'm a metallurgist. Look it up. It's a cool job most people don't know exists.
I don't have
Damn
time.
It. We're getting dunked on by Stephen Wolf.
Spencer.
Can you spell it for me?
Spencer Wolf.
Robert Wolf is taking us to school right now and welding us together.
I want
to
know what it is. Jeremy, spell it for me.
Metallurgist, M, like metal, and then 2 L's, okay. And then URGIST.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Anyhoozle, I really love the direction the show's taking now with reviewing pilot episodes of things in the classic Ballin' Out Super way. Your guys' comedy is golden, and I frequently have to explain why I'm laughing out loud to people that have no idea what anime even is.
What a bunch of plebes, am
I
right?
Yeah, fucking losers.
Yeah, why don't you go put more metal together or take it apart or whatever you do. How do you do things with metal, you piece of shit?
This is outdated, but I know the pay pigs get to vote on new episodes, but if I could put in your consideration the classic early 2000s show, Girls Bravo.
No.
No, we will not be watching
that.
Girls
watching
Bravo.
That, not only
be
because...
If we kept with the other model, I mean, I feel like maybe we would have watched Girls Bravo, but never now. Never now we'll watch it.
But even then, no.
Yeah, even then, I would have said no to that one.
Oh,
I don't watch shows with girls in them.
That's true, yeah, I don't
especially
do that.
Not if they're Bravo.
Yeah. Horrific closing statement here, but have a dope week. Here's hoping that the DNC doesn't fuck Bernie again, given his recent poll numbers.
Wah, wah, wah. I hope your enthusiasm starts playing right here.
Yeah, just a reminder, everybody,
Alex,
we are catching up on emails.
I can't wait to vote for him in New York. Not even on the ballot.
Oh, we don't get to vote anymore. You haven't heard? Nobody
voting's canceled. Voting is misogyny.
All right, we're up to modern times now, guys. March 20th, from Dan Fogarty.
Dan!
As a response to the email he wrote us. By the way, Dan Fogarty, possibly best fan currently, because he's writing us all these little jingles, but also didn't realize, same one who wrote us the little email about what New York stereotype every Dragon Ball character would be.
Oh, Dan, you right. are
Dan is really killing it right now.
Killing it.
He's giving back to the community.
Yeah, you guys all got to catch up. You got to get on Dan's level.
That's what this is all about. It's about giving back.
So this is a response to when we actually read his email. Dan Fogarty, Anime Pals, nearly did a spit take with my morning coffee when I heard you read my email. Let me tell you that it absolutely made this quarantined bubble boy's day. Bless you, ballers. All right,
glad
so we're in quarantine
now.
Bubble boy! Pour yourself a quarantini, bubble boy. Gonna be a long stay.
Yeah, nearly a month later, or over a month later now, still quarantined.
I'm 29 now, bubble boy. The ages have changed.
Afterwards, I found myself reflecting on these trying times for great content. Then it dawned on me, what better way to support those fighting on the front line than to pledge by $5 a month and get behind the paywall? Squeeze,
my man.
Squee.
Squee, squee.
It's
squee.
It's an honor and a privilege to become a piss pig. Thank you for your service, Katie, Alex, and Jeremy. Lastly,
give us your seat.
I'm sure you heard the news that California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order for all California residents to stay at home. I'm fortunate enough to be able to work from home, but now I have to figure out what to do with my free time. I have decided that my apartment is a hyperbolic time chamber where I will train to become the world's greatest Dragon Ball FighterZ player. I dare not challenge any of you ballers at this stage, but with the massive gulf between our power levels. However, given time, I hope to one day encounter you ballers on the endless plateau where we shall blast mighty beams and throw one another through mountains. From
well,
Dan.
I suck ass at FighterZ, but Alex is a formidable opponent.
Alex is extremely good at it. I was okay when I was playing consistently. Now I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. I would need a warm-up period to play at least a little bit, like at least like a day to learn anything again, but because I have not been playing it. But then I will throw any of you through a mountain, hither and yon, unless you learn like... touches of death or shit like that where you memorize like an entire life bar combo, because fuck that, I'm not learning it, takes too much time.
Alex has a natural talent for fighting games though.
Yeah,
because it's just like real life.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just like, I don't even need to know the buttons, I just think like if I was there, I'd do this move and I'd go behind and I'd bite his ear, and I'm like, that goes in the game and stuff, and I'm like, oh, fuck you, and you know.
Yeah.
Shove off.
Oh, also, P.S. did you...
You're looking at my girl?
P.S. did you ever make a Amazon wish list? I would seriously gift you something ridiculous for the anime room. We should consider doing that, probably.
We can't even go in the anime room now.
Yeah, that's true.
Only you go in the anime room.
That's true, and I'm enjoying the anime room right
and
now.
And I need decorations.
PPS.
Let me go back. We should make one.
We should make one, yeah. PPS, what's the name of the IRA book Alex and Jeremy were talking about?
Say nothing.
I swear to God, like at least 80% of our Twitter DMs are about that book.
What is it? Say the name
you
of the book. Well, we should say it.
Yeah, say nothing.
Talked about it for
almost
two
a
months.
Year. Yeah, it was a long ass time we talked about it.
It's a great book. Somebody gave me a follow up suggestion for. IRA book that goes farther into militant strategies for overthrowing the government.
Damn. Hell yes.
And I'm planning on checking that one out soon. I'm a dangerous operative in the field of combat, and we are now all on a permanent jihad.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're so close to being up to date, guys. Okay, this is from Jonathan Pook. Certainly
hell
not.
Yeah.
Hey, Rita Pook.
Title of email, 6:49 a.m. Also a bad time to send an email to a podcast. Hey, friends, unless you've literally looked at any of my tweets as I'm catching up on listening to the show, in that case, hello, people who are incredibly sick of me. I think I know who this is.
Is this David Spector?
I want to apologize for just shitposting at the podcast account Twitter as I'm watching Super. Somehow, my first mistake, rather than the whole host of other ones that actually make my life worse, late at night. I have marathoned this in a way that I don't think I ever have any other comedy podcast. I don't know what that says about me, the podcast, or life, but... dot, dot, dot.
But what?
But what? Wow, this is weird.
But what? Great podcast.
The very next email says the same thing. Are any of you still playing Dragon Ball FighterZ? What are your teams like? I've been using this bonkers time to do incredibly fulfilling tasks like grinding in MMOs and getting back into fighting games. I'm almost about to eject from the ladder after just some fighting game shit. I'm extremely sorry for this long email.
I have to watch fighting game shit, Jeremy.
I'm not reading
Read it. Read it
I'm
out
not
loud.
Reading it.
Read the jargon, Jeremy. The fans want to hear
all right,
the jargon. All right,
fine. I'm almost about to eject from the ladder after getting just like 50%+ comboed right out the gate in casual matches in Anime Fighters and then losing like 50 rounds in a row versus friends in SFV because I still cannot use a stick right and I need some positive discussion to encourage me.
Hmm. Well, the fact that you even have friends who will play this game with you is such a win that most people are jealous. Because my friends are very weak losers who go back to their train simulators and their city planning day and night, refusing to battle.
Yeah, no, I will not play FighterZ anymore. I'm much happier playing Animal Crossing and City Skylines.
Yeah. I'm honestly just waiting for them to put out a few new dudes so I can play with more dudes.
I just, I don't own a PlayStation, a current one. I just play at my partner's house, so I don't really have the facilities to properly train if, you know, I were to get back into a fighting game.
I will say, here's the one Dragon Ball FighterZ nugget I will share for the discussion. I was getting very into Jiren because in the lore, he is the most powerful, which means he should be the most powerful in the game. And apparently he is very low tier now since the 2.0 patch, and I'm not sure I can keep him in my roster anymore. Please send your best energies and thoughts regarding this trying time for me and my community. Thank you.
He was very annoying to play, as I recall. Because his animations are super long.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it.
His beams are weird. The one thing I like that he does is instead of a beam, he has like a punch that goes through everything. So you can just like, if you're near the end of their life bar, just back away from them and just keep spamming the punch. It'll probably get them. And then they fly through a mountain. It's very satisfying.
Yeah. Anyway, what was your team? What was your last team?
When I was good... my team was Majin Buu, Blue Goku, and then either Jiren or
Blue Goku
Broly.
Is some old bullshit, by the way.
Blue Goku, if you're good with him, is mix-up king. He's top tier.
His entry-level square combo is bullshit.
Because he does a warp?
Because he does two regular level and one like upper hit. So fucking whack.
Dude, you're just such a low-level gamer. You don't even understand the bullshit characters. Vegito and Gogeta are the bullshit characters.
No, Blue Goku is also a bullshit character.
GT Goku is a bullshit character. Videl at a high level is, although not at the level I play at.
Dude, that over-the-head kick is
welcome
some
to
bullshit. That is some bullshit that you have to do a fucking double. Like, you have to just memorize that he has a high attack also if you want to block his just bog-standard C combo.
Right, yeah. He steps on babies. Much like in the last episode of Dragon Ball, Nappa was going to step on Gohan. You get stepped on by big, powerful Saiyan warriors, and it makes you mad. It makes you so mad because you're just a baby. And you go crying about it to your little crib.
Yeah.
And you tuck yourself into the crib. You're one of the few babies who does it. Every other baby has me picked up and put in the crib and then tucked in, and they still want to get out, but not you. You tuck yourself right in the crib because you're a good little baby. And you go right to sleep, looking at the jingle jangly keys dangling right above your head, waiting to touch them. Just thinking they might be close enough to touch them, but the motion's making you sleepy. You can't quite get to it. Oh, you get a little. Oh, you're already out. Out to lunch. Out to baby dreamland, hanging out with Kirby and your little pals over now in dreamland.
All right. Enough. We got a couple more of these to do, and then we're done.
I just like literally spaced out.
And in case anybody cares, my team was Yamcha, Black Goku, and Frieza, and Alex plays little baby characters. All right, this one's from Austin Hayes. Hey, ballers. Greetings from my very small apartment. So, with the news of Faku, which I don't know what that is, opening up some of its premium content during the pandemic, it got me wondering, when all this quarantining is over with, do you think people will be more or less attracted to anime characters?
Oh, well, now that Faku's open.
Yeah.
Is that like an anime porn
thing? It must
thing?
Be, yeah.
Hold on, everyone Google, how do you spell it?
F-A-K-K-U.
F-A-K-K-U.
You're
going
to get a virus.
All
right,
Solidarity,
man.
We're all looking it up together. It's a hentai site. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it gross?
I don't know. I didn't click through. I just saw that the title of it on Google was hentai. So it's...
I thought I read that hentai does have an uptick with the core.
I mean, it makes... I think porn in general has an uptick.
That makes sense.
Right.
So because I don't think that's hentai
specific. A
lot
of people need some midday entertainment now.
All right, I've clicked on Faku. The top article here, or I think it's a game that's available to play, is called Midnight Castle Succubus. So already top tier content coming out of Faku. Check it out. Give your money to Faku if you can. They're doing a lot of good work over there. Definitely nothing that will send you to jail on here.
Yeah, essential work.
Absolutely nothing.
Essential work, just like FedEx.
Okay, wait, I'm going to read one more title.
Oh, okay.
Tropical Island Maniacs, : My host family is so lewd, 8.
Ay, ay, ay. That sounds racist. I would say, to answer this writer's questions, I think the same people that are attracted to cartoon characters will continue to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think human sexuality changes indoors. I think it's just, you know, you're just left to deal with it.
Yeah, I can't imagine
it
new
changes
people
with conditions.
Are getting into cartoon characters.
No, that's not true, because there are a lot of children who are being kept indoors at their horniest years, and they might be overly exposed to this specific genre at the lack of real intersexual exposure. Yeah,
but I feel like in this day and age, every kid has like a cell phone or a tablet that they can like run off in their room and look at. You know what I mean? Like, I think in general that 2020 was year of the furry, so I think there'll be an uptick in that.
Absolutely. And that has not made an appearance on the middle of the Faku page I've gotten to now. A lot of funny pictures on this.
I'm just saying, because, like, you know, you had the cats and Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, I feel like that's, like, just going to have an inevitability. But I don't know about, you know, anime characters. It's just, I think it will be the same people as usual.
Some of these have really creative titles.
Oh,
Dog
Alex-
Girl and Wolf Boy.
Oh, that one's not a straight-up porn one.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is Canary Hill, The Electric Sheep of the End by Your Song.
What? All right, get off of that porn site and do our podcast,
Smells
Alex.
Like harem, too. New fragrance.
I'm too hard to podcast.
The rival is myself. Damn, this rules.
Yeah, I'm gonna be stealing a lot of these titles directly.
Okay, there's a lot of titties on this site. Okay, I'm closing this.
Ooh wee. Report to mods.
All right. This one's from 420. Okay. Bayuka.
All right.
Hey, from Biakia. Finland, ballers.
Oh,
impossible
greetings.
Name. Of course it's from Finland.
Bonjour.
Yeah, I'm not going to even.
Hearing Katie,
arrivederci.
Hearing Katie talk about Digimon on your podcast and others has made me wonder, how come I never got into it, even though I hear about it makes it sound like it's extremely my shit? Being a 90s kid, I loved Pokemon and eventually dabbled in Yu-Gi-Oh! And the like, but still never got into Digimon. Then I remembered why.
This email's a puzzle. It's a riddle.
While the localization for the original Pokemon show was great, the Finnish dub for Digimon was legendarily bad. My first encounter with Digimon was so poor it left a lasting impression, branding it in my mind as the show that was like Pokemon, but really shitty. A couple clips have survived on YouTube. Search Finnish Digimon. If you need to hear it.
All right,
it
we will
yourselves.
Be doing that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, let's do it
We're
right now.
We're doing that it's... right now. Finnish Digimon. I wish I knew more enough stereotypes about Finland to do Pokemon dub Finland.
Yeah.
I can't even begin.
Also, recently joined the Patreon and heard talk about whether ASMR is porn and would be happy to shed some light if someone hasn't already. Short answer, no/not exactly. Love the show, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah.
All right, Finnish
Digimon. I got a
Digimon.
30-second clip here, yeah, from Finnish Digimon.
Will I be able
YouTube.
To hear it, or am I gonna have to?
Did you vote already?
I will Google it.
Okay. I will be dropping this in.
Okay, I get it. I get the idea.
The music changes are pretty strong.
Wow, bye.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. That's some
okay.
good shit.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
My God.
So let's, what's the next one?
This
let's
is
go.
The last one, everybody.
Woo!
This is from Captain France.
I see London. I see France. I see Captain France underpants.
I see Captain France.
Some Gundam
facts. I see Lieutenant France. I see Captain France.
Some Gundam facts you may enjoy.
Ugh.
Okay, that sounds good.
I've been catching up on your Patreon content lately, and listening to your G Gundam episodes has made me think you might be interested to know something that needs a bit of context. And then I thought a couple other things in the context might also be worth mentioning. There's a spin-off anime called Gundam Build Fighters, where instead of being about space war and giant robots, it's about an esports tournament where you put Gundam model kits on a special table that lets you remote control them. Also, while they're not actually very important, there's a special division of Interpol to deal with Gundam model kit-related crimes, and an underground child smuggling ring that trains psychic children to be very, very good at Gundam model kit fighting. Oh, and the main character in Season 2 fucking sucks, and he's a karate dude, and we see his master's silhouette. It's either Domon or a Domon cosplayer.
Mmm...
Anyways, that show has its own spinoff, where instead of physical Gundam fighting, it's an MMO. An MMO that requires you to scan your Gundam model kits, because, hey, gotta sell toys, right? And in an episode of that show, the Tequila Gundam shows up, with a poncho, revolvers, and a banjo that is also a beam cannon. They do not
Hell
sell
yes.
a model kit of that one, but still, Tequila Gundam showing up in 2018.
Tequila Gundam.
Probably the coolest thing in the whole show, not actually a high bar.
Protect Tequila Gundam. Absolute travesty they have not made the Gundam with a banjo cannon. Promote, tell your senator, overthrow the government. We're putting a Tequila Gundam for the spin-off show of the show that sounds bad. We're going to do it.
Why would it be
We're
going to
do
banjo?
It all of us together.
How many Gundam, because there's so many Gundam series, how many of them don't suck? There's like only two good ones, right?
My brother told me today he's watching Turn a Gundam, which has a terrible name, but is he made it sound pretty good.
Okay.
You liked
so
Iron-Blooded Orphans.
I saw the first half of Iron-Blooded Orphans. I'm not going to defend Iron-Blooded Orphans.
I kind of, yeah, that's what happened to me. I watched the first half and then I wasn't really like compelled to finish it. Hmm.
I've also heard that the second half is not as good, so I definitely won't be finishing it. I mean, the problem is mostly that I am an adult. I think otherwise I would have been like, big robot, I'm sold, 52 episodes.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, I love Gundam Wing, and I just feel like none of them are as good as
that. Yeah, Gundam Wing is maybe the only good one.
And the original one.
I really like, I like the one that's like MASH. Yeah. It's like MASH for Gundams. I thought that was always funny.
I don't know if I know which one you're talking about.
It's called the 8th MS Team, and it's nobody has a special Gundam. They're just fighting in this goddamned Gundam war that keeps going on around them.
It's about MS-13, but before they were MS-13,
okay,
it was
yeah,
when they were MS-8.
I think I remember.
Right, yeah. Back when they had Gundams. Yep. And, yeah, don't you think at all, though, that your view on this might be skewed by the fact that you watched Gundam Wing when you were a dumb baby?
No.
No,
so
I rewatched Gundam
now that's
Wing.
Why you like
I rewatched
it?
Gundam Wing like a couple months ago.
Yeah,
it's
I've
really
seen it
good.
Recently enough.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know then.
It's not like The Wire or some shit, but it's like for an anime, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I like that space like politics drama shit that they, you know. Well, this has been Mailbag.
Yeah, I enjoy Gundams sometimes, but not other times.
This has been a mailbag.
This has been a mailbag. Hey, welcome to the mailbag. Grab a bite. Thank you so much for writing in and, of course, for supporting us behind the paywall, where here in quarantine, you may be our sole source of income.
Yeah. My job hasn't paid me in 2 months, so...
Respect to the ballers there, even the ones that end their emails with a specific fuck you to me.
Yeah, and if
we love you.
If past mailbags have been any indication, I look forward to the 9 million emails we get the moment this drops. So we can get behind all over again.
I can't wait to read it 9 months from now. Thanks for writing in, everyone.
Thank you.
Here's a song.
Woo!
Time.